We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. We're talking Eagles. We're talking improvements. This team has, I think, gotten a lot better since September. 4-4 record, right in the thick of things in the NFC East. But, Chris, if you had to point to a couple of areas, what would you like to see the Eagles do better starting on Sunday?
I'm going to start with the defensive side of the football. Look, they've been very opportunistic from a takeaway standpoint, but something they've gotten away with the last couple of weeks is the run defense. If you recall, you had to go all the way back to week 4 of last season when Frank Gore rushed for over 100 yards as a member of the San Francisco 49ers as the last time the Eagles gave up an individual 100-yard rusher, and then last week, Darren McFadden goes over 100 yards, so back-to-back games. So they need to be more gap sound. The other thing defensively, they need a better job of getting off the field in third down situations. They allowed a 50% success rate against Dallas last Sunday for the season. They're 21st in the entire league. And if they're able to get off the field, you can avoid situations like Jordan Hicks suffering that season-ending pectoral injury, which happened after the Eagles allowed a fourth down conversion late in the game. So defensively, I like what I've seen from this team so far, but two things I'm focused on: the run defense, they need to get back to where they were earlier in the season, and getting off the field, especially in third down situations, Dave.
And, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, I think it's no mystery that everyone wants to know, how can the Eagles start games more effectively? They've scored 10 points in the first quarter of 8 games. They've struggled on first downs. They haven't converted on third downs. And I don't have an answer. I'm just asking, how do you get it better? You run the football. You take some shots down the field. You throw the ball. Chip Kelly's tried everything. And if the Eagles can just come out and play a 60-minute game offensively and take a lead, imagine how different things will be for this football team. I'd also like to see the Eagles get more production from the wide receivers not named Jordan Matthews, and that's Josh Huff. Hopefully Nelson Agholor on the field this week. Riley Cooper and Miles Austin, get those receivers involved. Some chunk plays would be really nice. I understand the run game is terrific, and you know the way that they've used Matthews and the way they've used Murray looks great. But what about down the field in the passing game?
Here's why you should be optimistic about this Sunday. The Dolphins already lost their best pass rusher for the season in Cameron Wake, so he's out of the game. Now also Brent Grimes, Pro Bowl cornerback. He's not the player he used to be, so he's good at taking away the football from an interception standpoint, but he has been beat at times throughout the course of this season. Also, not the tallest corner, listed at only 5'10". You look at all the Eagles' big receivers, they should be able to win that matchup on the inside.
And by the way, we would love to see a punter actually kick the football to Darren Sproles and give him an opportunity in the return game, because let's face it, there's nothing better in the NFL than watching Darren Sproles with a little bit of open room. I mean, he's just amazing feet, quickness, all that.
Certainly, but I think that's the thing, is teams respect exactly how good he is. One of the leaders in the fan bowl, or the Pro Bowl fan vote, I should say, when it comes to that position. So no question that Darren is one of the best in the league, and that's why he was given the respect of his peers as going to the Pro Bowl for the first time in his career a year ago. So that's going to do it for us talking about what we want to see from an improvement standpoint. Coming up next here on Eagles 360, my man here, Dave Spadaro, brings in the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, for their weekly one-on-one interview, diving into Eagles-Dolphins.